Your mission, should you choose to accept it.
Mission Impossible Fallout.
Showtime.
Is the must-see summer blockbuster.
The storm is coming.
Box office open. Book tickets now.
I am the storm.
Mission Impossible Fallout. In cinemas July 25th. Rating TBC.
Wednesday, July 25th, 2018, you are listening to the Daily Dose Sports Podcast, and I am your host, Clint Daly. I'm coming to you from Denver, Colorado, and you know, we are back again today for another day of talking sports with a dose of common sense, maybe just a tiny bit of sarcasm. You know, we pride ourselves on having a little bit of both here at the Daily Dose. We are doing our best to keep you entertained every single day. Happy Wednesday to you. We are slowly but surely making our way through another work week. Now, if you'd like to contact the show, we would love to hear from you. Hit us up on email, dailydosesports@gmail.com, or go over to Facebook or Twitter. You can also find us over there. Both of those handles are at Daily Dose Sports. Maybe you've got some feedback for the show. Maybe you've got a suggestion. Maybe you need some advice. Whatever you might have for us, we would love to hear from you. Feel free to reach out. Hey, today on the show, got a number of things to get to. We're going to try to cram a lot into the next 30 minutes. Of course, we do have some breaking news that we do want to discuss. But we also have a few other things to get to today. You know, like we did yesterday, we just might have to design another little construction project for today. We'll see if we can get to some Daily Dose Hump Day Power Rankings. We could have a visitor stop by. You never know what might be happening here at the Dose. But trust me on this, it is going to be a busy day. We are going to try to get to everything today. First and foremost, we do have some things coming out in the world of breaking news. Starting off in the NBA, forward Kevin Love says that he was very excited and obviously humbled after he signed a long-term extension to stay with the Cleveland Cavaliers yesterday. Terms haven't been announced yet, but league sources are saying that it is going to be a four-year deal worth $120 million. Making his overall deal a five-year deal worth $145 million, but forget all the numbers. I don't care about any of that. One thing that I just kind of want to think about for 1 second, Kevin Love is staying in Cleveland, right? Let me see if I have this straight, because I'm sure that I don't. Remember this. LeBron James is the king of Akron, right? I mean, he is the king of Ohio. Everyone wanted him to stay home, and they left. They wanted him to come back home. LeBron James is the king in Ohio, but he has now left Ohio not once. No, twice now he has left Ohio. Meanwhile, think of the past few seasons that we have seen with the Cleveland Cavaliers. Who made all the big sacrifices? Who got all the blame? Who has constantly been on the trading block for the past few years? Yeah, Kevin Love. Kevin Love was the guy that everyone was saying, well, if Kevin Love could figure out anything, LeBron James might have a chance in these finals. Well, if Kevin Love could remember how to play again, maybe the Cavs would be better than they are. Kevin Love didn't all of a sudden just start sucking. It's hard to play with LeBron James. Now he is making the ultimate sacrifice. And with a team that I don't know if it has very many pieces, he has agreed to sign an extension to stay in Cleveland. Hey, I'm just going to say it. Kevin Love is the new king of Akron. Kevin Love is the new king of Ohio, isn't he? I mean, just look at the track record. Who is the guy that is really doing something for Ohio? It's Kevin Love. It's not LeBron James. Okay, let's switch over to the NFL a little bit because, you know, we talked about this last week and it was announced yesterday. Atlanta Falcons wide receiver Julio Jones, he has now announced he is not going to be reporting to camp later this week because he wants his contract to be reworked. The Falcons say they are aware of Jones's plans. They're hoping he changes his mind, but Jones could be fined up to $40,000 per day for every day that he misses. Now, the Atlanta Falcons' first official practice is on Friday. The team has said previously they are not going to rework his deal. So here's the question that I have. Does Julio Jones really want a new deal? Is he really going to sit through this and say, hey, I don't care. I don't care how much you fine me. Fine me whatever you want. I will pay it because it's the principle of this thing. I deserve more money. Yes, I signed a five-year deal and I'm only 2 years into it. I want more money and I feel I deserve it. Is he going to actually stand up for his principles? Or does he just not want to do preseason stuff? Because we're seeing this more and more in the NFL, it seems like, every single year. Every single player that has a good season comes out and says, I want a new deal. I want a new deal. I want a new deal. I know. I just signed like a 9-year deal and I'm 1 year into it. I want a new deal because I'm already underpaid. Now, what I'm wondering is if these guys really aren't that concerned about getting a new deal, maybe they do. Maybe they really feel like they're underpaid. Or do they just not want to do any of the preseason stuff? Because if you're a veteran and you're really looking at the preseason stuff, like, you're not getting anything out of the preseason stuff. You know the offenses. You know the drills. Yes, you need to get in shape. And game shape is not the same as, oh, I've been working out every day. It's not the same. Until you are going out and you are being challenged in a one-on-one situation and you're doing that again and again and again, it doesn't relate. It's not exactly the same as you saying, oh, I went out and ran a hill by my house 1,500 times. Yeah, it's not the same thing. But what I do wonder is, are these guys just trying to get out of the preseason? Maybe they just want to sit out the preseason. Maybe they should just tell Julio, hey, you know what? Take the preseason off. Come back to us when the regular season starts. We'll just kind of have this agreement. We'll agree to disagree. We're not giving you any more money. But if you want to take the preseason off, yeah, go ahead. Seems like that's what these players seem to be wanting these days, isn't it? I don't know. Maybe I'm imagining that, but that sure seems like what it is. One more story coming out of the NFL. The Los Angeles Rams and running back Todd Gurley have reached an agreement on a 4-year contract extension worth $60 million. That is a deal that is going to completely reset the market for running backs in the NFL. The deal ties Gurley to the Rams for the next 6 years. It includes $45 million guaranteed. That is the largest guarantee ever given to a running back. Now, Gurley is also going to receive a $20 million signing bonus. That's also the largest per year average for any running back, which you just wonder if it's going to make players like Ezekiel Elliott and Le'Veon Bell and David Johnson look at that deal and say, hey, we want something like that too. You sign that big deal, all that guaranteed money. That's the deal we want. That's what we're looking for. Now, again, we talked about this with Saquon Barkley. Giving a running back guaranteed money, I don't know. You are kind of just poking the football gods. Hey, pay attention to us over here. Not sure if you saw what we're doing over here. Running backs have a hard time staying healthy in the NFL. It is a brutally violent position. The fact that they are giving these running backs guaranteed money, ooh, I don't know. That's a little bit scary to me. So the Rams have now signed both Brandon Cooks and Todd Gurley to contract extensions. Meanwhile, while all this is going on, defensive lineman Aaron Donald, he still has nothing. He's still waiting for a deal. And it's not like this guy doesn't go out and dominate every time he steps on the field. Aaron Donald is one of the best football players in the league. He plays on the defensive line. It is much, much harder to find those guys. And the Rams have one, and they're not giving him a good deal. And you know, I thought it would be a great idea if we could talk to Aaron Donald and get his side of it. So right now, joining us on the Daily Dose Hotline, we have Los Angeles Rams defensive lineman Aaron Donald. Aaron, thank you so much for joining us here on the Daily Dose. You know, when you saw Brandon Cooks, a guy that has never played a single snap for the Rams, he gets this huge contract extension. What was your first thought?
Are you kidding me?
Oh, man, I bet, Aaron. And then yesterday, we see running back Todd Gurley. He gets another huge contract extension, and he gets a ton of guaranteed money. What did you think when you saw that?
Are you kidding me?
Well, Aaron, I know that you're pressed for time. I know you have some things to do. I'm sure you're going to get this contract stuff all worked out. But when you look at your career after football, when you look at finishing this game that you've played for so long, what does your future look like? Do you have a plan post-football?
I just want to lie on the beach and eat hot dogs. That's all I've ever wanted.
Hey, thank you so much for joining us here on the Daily Dose. Aaron Donald, we really appreciate you being here.
This was epic.
You know, I'm not even sure if that was Aaron Donald. Was that him? I don't know. We might have just got catfished on that deal. I don't know if that was Aaron Donald or not. Whatever. Hey, coming back. So yesterday, we began a construction project, and we built the greatest quarterback that the world has ever known. If you didn't hear it, go back and listen to the show yesterday. We put together a phenomenal NFL quarterback. Today, we are going to do things a little differently, but we are going to build another all-time great today.
Are you looking for that certain special someone? Someone to share life's big decisions with?
I am. I just don't know where to look.
Don't worry. At Experian.co.uk, we've helped thousands of people find happiness by introducing them to their data self.
I'm in love already.
Find out how your data self could help you make better financial decisions. Meet yours at Experian.co.uk today.
Your mission, should you choose to accept it.
Mission Impossible Fallout.
Showtime.
Is the must-see summer blockbuster.
The storm is coming.
Box office open. Book tickets now.
I am the storm.
Mission Impossible Fallout. In cinemas July 25th. Rating TBC.
So yesterday here on the Daily Dose, we managed to put together the greatest NFL quarterback of all time. Taking pieces and parts from both current and past NFL quarterbacks, we built our very own little Daily Dose sort of Frankenstein.
It's alive!
Today, we're actually going to begin another project. Because in basketball, the point guard is the quarterback. You know, when I was still coaching basketball, we used to always say that if you were building a house, your point guard is your front door. And it makes no difference how nice that house is. You can have a big, beautiful mansion, make it as many stories as you want, put in that pool, put in the indoor gym, build it as nice as you want. If that front door is a mess, no one's going to want to visit you. You have to make sure the front of that house looks nice. Same thing in basketball. Now, you can have point guards that maybe aren't great. You can have point guards that just know their role, but that's not what we're looking for today. Today, we are looking to build, again, the greatest point guard that the world has ever seen. We are working to build the perfect point guard. Now, unlike yesterday, I am not going to assign body parts to our point guard because basketball is a little bit different. We've seen all shapes, all sizes of players have success in the NBA. They might be little, they might be big, they might be heavier, they might be faster. So what we're looking for more today as we build our Daily Dose point guard, we are looking for characteristics in a point guard that we are going to put together and compile this greatest point guard of all time. So let's get started building our point guard. If I am starting off and I am building my basketball quarterback, I am going to start with some pieces from the point guard that I think captures so many of the things that I would look for in my point guard. See, your point guard in basketball can't just be the guy that brings the ball up the floor. There's way, way, way more to it than that. If you are out there and you have a young player in your household that is going to be a point guard, understand this. They've got to do so many things. Yes, they have to bring the ball up the floor. That is part of it. And sometimes that's against pressure. Sometimes that's against a full court press. You are out there in front of everyone. You might get that ball stolen from you. It could be embarrassing, but that's part of what you have to do. But you also have to do more than that. You've got to direct the fast break. They have to get you into your set plays. They have to be the coach on the floor. They have to understand and see what the defense is giving you and get you into the correct sets or get the ball to the correct personnel on the floor. In addition, your point guard has to be a great communicator. They have to make sure everyone on the floor is on the same page. Now, because all of these skills are needed, I am going to start with the player that I look at as probably the best point guard ever. And that is with former Los Angeles Lakers point guard Irvin Magic Johnson. He is not going to provide us with just one attribute. He's actually going to give us two, and the second one might be a little bit underrated, but it is there. First off, I want Magic's vision for our point guard. When you look at Magic Johnson's ability to direct those Showtime Lakers, and you see the crazy passes, you see Magic leading the fast break, it is his vision that allows him to flip that no-look pass to Byron Scott. It is his vision that allows him to make that three-quarter court bounce pass to James Worthy on a dead sprint. A point guard has to have great vision, and Magic Johnson had it. So our Daily Dose point guard is going to have it too. But I'm not going to stop just at vision. I want to take one other thing from Magic Johnson. I need one other thing. It is something that magic brings to the table that a lot of the time it gets unnoticed. People don't even pay attention to it. They just think, oh yeah, magic, big tall guy, made all the fancy passes, ran Showtime. There's something else to Magic's game that I want to make sure that we get. Here is one thing we see in sports. You have crazy talented players and they don't always work so hard. So they never reach their full potential. You have guys like, I don't know, Joe Barry Carroll. They nicknamed him Joe Barely Cares. You have like Benoit Benjamin. They're talented, no question. But they don't ever do anything with it. Then you have the overachievers, but they're guys that aren't blessed with the body or the God-given talent. They just have to outwork everyone. And with that, you see guys like a Muggsy Bogues, far undersized, but such a hard worker that he made up for it. You see someone like Andre Miller, who had no athleticism whatsoever. He still managed to have a long NBA career because he worked so hard. Well, imagine having a guy with all of the size, with all of the athleticism, bigger, stronger, faster, and he's also the hardest working guy too. Magic Johnson had that. So we're going to take his vision. We're also going to take Magic's work ethic because that is up there too. And I don't know that there's that many point guards that worked harder than Magic that said, hey, let's play hard tonight. He was motivated every single time he stepped on the floor. We're definitely going to take that from Magic. You know, there are point guards that are scorers. There are point guards that are passers. But I always like those guys that can do a little of both. So I want our Daily Dose point guard to have the complete game of the Cincinnati Royals point guard, Oscar Robertson. For his career, and this is insane because he played for 14 years, Oscar Robertson averaged 26 points, 10 assists, and 8 rebounds per game. You need the kind of player that can compete every single night. If his shot isn't falling, he can contribute in other ways. He can rebound. He can pass. I want the complete game of Oscar Robertson. Of course, we know being a point guard, a big part of that is being a great passer. Now, while this guy might not be a flashy passer, he doesn't always make the highlight passes. He's the best passer I've ever seen. And so I want to take the passing ability of longtime Utah Jazz point guard John Stockton, because do you realize that John Stockton has 3,000 more assists than anyone else in NBA history? Not 300, 3,000. If you were open, John Stockton would find you. And so will our Daily Dose point guard. We want his passing. Having said that, I don't want the point guard that can't score a little for himself. And I realize that former Los Angeles Laker Jerry West played both guard positions, but he was a point guard at times. And West could score as a point guard. So I want our point guard to have the scoring ability of Jerry West. Jerry West scored 27 points per game, which might not blow you away, but keep in mind, he didn't have the three-point shot for most of his career. And even when he did have the three-point shot, nobody used it. Everyone was afraid to take the threes. West was still scoring crazy points every single night. I want the scoring of Jerry West. Now, Jerry West was a scorer, but I also need my point guard to be able to shoot. And if I'm looking for a point guard shooter, yeah, who else am I going to look at? I look no further than Golden State Warriors point guard Steph Curry. There are a number of point guards that defenses are able to sag off on. They sag into the lane. They take away driving lanes. They take away passing lanes. Yeah, you sag off on Steph Curry, you're not going to recover because he'll bury you for about 17 points in about 3 minutes.
Green pass too low, but Curry recovers. Shot clock winding down. Curry's going to have to put it up, launches it up, shot clock. Oh, he knocks it down! Steph Curry with the shot clock expiring.
Give me Steph's shooting. Yeah, we are going to be extremely dangerous. We are already on our way to building the greatest point guard that we have ever seen, but we have more to go. We've got to get this guy some ball handling. We've got to get him some defensive skills, and we need to make sure that he has a very, very high basketball IQ. Just a quick reminder that if you have any shopping to do, you're going to want to head over to lootcrate.com/dailydose, where you can find the latest pop culture collectibles that feature your favorite TV shows, your favorite movies, and your favorite video games. August Loot Crate theme is now out. It is called Mayhem, because wherever they go, mayhem seems to follow these characters. Celebrate some of your favorite havoc-wreaking characters and chaotic moments with this exclusive gear and these exclusive collectibles. August Loot Crate theme features items from Rick and Morty, Office Space, Harley Quinn, and DC Comics. But if none of those franchises interest you, make sure that you head over to Loot Crate, because trust me, they have just about any franchise you could possibly think of. If you have something in mind, stop by Loot Crate, because I bet they have it. The best part about ordering from Loot Crate, when you check out, just make sure that you type Daily Dose in the coupon box. We are going to get you 10% off of your order, just as a little thank you for listening to the Daily Dose every day. We appreciate that so much. Okay, so moving on. We are continuing to build the greatest point guard that we have ever seen. And of course, one of the keys to being a great point guard is the ability to handle the basketball. Like we talked about earlier, you're going to have to bring the ball up. Everyone can see you. You're out on an island. Sometimes you have to bring the ball up against pressure. You could have to bring the ball up against a trap, against a press. Sometimes they're just going to run another guy at you. You have to be able to see, and you have to be able to handle the basketball. And you know, the Detroit Pistons had one of the best ball handlers ever in Isaiah Thomas. I really think that we look at Isaiah Thomas, and because of all the beef that he had with Michael Jordan, and of course the silly comments he made about Larry Bird, well, and the sexual harassment accusations that were flying around the New York Knicks, we all sort of forget how good Isaiah Thomas really was. He was a point guard that could do everything. Need him to pass the ball and just dish all night, hit his teammates? He could set up his teammates. Do you need him to kill some clock and just dribble the ball out? He was doing like Harlem Globetrotter stuff in real games. You can go back and see. He would actually dribble, get down on the floor, slide to get away from a defender and keep his dribble alive. He's just killing clock. Need him to score 30, 40 points a night? Yeah, he was capable of that too. Isaiah Thomas can do it all. We're going to take his ball handling because he was so good with that basketball. He absolutely had the ball on a string. Being a great point guard, it requires being a coach on the floor. You have to know the game. You have to know every single position on the floor, not just yours. When you're the point guard, you have to know where everyone should be. And you have to understand who should get the ball and where they should get the ball and when they should get the ball. You can't keep everyone happy, but you have to understand those things. And you know, when I look for someone that could do that, Jason Kidd was a very smart player. He had a knack for feeding the ball to the correct player at the correct time when that player was in the best position. Jason Kidd averaged 9 assists and only 2 turnovers per game for his career. That's a high basketball IQ guy there. We're going to give our point guard Jason Kidd's basketball IQ. When he was on the floor, he made very, very good decisions. We definitely want our guy to do that. You know, I always thought growing up that Nate Tiny Archibald was probably the best small player I had ever seen finishing over bigger players. Because when you're a point guard, you're usually undersized. And you're going to have to go and you're going to have to challenge bigger players. But you know, in the past few seasons, Kyrie Irving has actually proven, I think he's actually better at it than Tiny Archibald was. Yes, I have some concerns about the fact that Kyrie Irving dribbles the ball way too much. I have some concerns about his health, and is his knee ever going to be the same? And you know, I also have concerns about the fact that he apparently thinks no one has ever vacationed to the edge of the earth, but Kyrie Irving is a phenomenal talent at finishing around the basket over much bigger players. He has a knack for getting into gaps. He has a knack for floating the ball up over those big guys and knocking that shot down. That finishing skill that Kyrie Irving has, I want it for our point guard to have, because that is a dangerous skill. And if a point guard can get into the paint, it wreaks havoc on the rest of your defense because it forces people to collapse. It opens everything up. Now I can hit shooters. Now I can hit cutters. Now I'm getting backdoor cuts to the basket because everyone is worried about me driving into the paint. Everyone is worried. If I get into the paint, I am so adept at scoring that you forget to guard my teammates. I want the finishing ability of Kyrie Irving, and let's just hope that our guy doesn't think the earth is flat. Okay. Now, I love Steph Curry as a shooter, but I do want a little bit better of a shooting percentage, and I'm not knocking Steph. He does take some crazy threes, but he actually shoots about 42, 43%. But I'm getting greedy here, and I want a little better shooting percentage for our point guard. Now, this guy didn't shoot a lot But do you realize that Steve Nash shot nearly 50% from the field for his career? That's insane for a point guard. That's insane because a point guard shoots most of his shots from the outside and most of his shots over much bigger players. By the way, Steve Nash also shot over 90% from the free throw line. You kind of forget how deadly of a shooter that Steve Nash was. But Steve Nash, if he took the shot, it was probably going in. He was just a sniper as a shooter. I want our point guard to be that accurate of a shooter. Yes, I love Steph Curry's ability to fill it up quickly. I also like the ability of Steve Nash to make sure those shots are going down. Steve Nash was deadly. Now, not only does your point guard need to do all the things that we've talked about, you've got to bring the ball up, you've got to handle the ball, you've got to handle the press, you've got to control tempo, you've got to distribute the ball, you've got to get into your offensive sets, you've got to score and shoot when needed. But you also have to be a very, very good defender, because remember, the opposing point guard is trying to do all of those same things to you. They're trying to bring the ball up. They're trying to score. They're trying to distribute. So we need a point guard that can play some serious defense. And I am going to give our Daily Dose point guard the defense of the glove, the defense of Gary Payton, because Gary Payton, when he was playing in his prime, he would harass you all over the floor. He never let you get comfortable. And you know what that does to an opposing team? Eventually you start to wear out. Because as the game gets later and later, and you get tired, you get sloppy, and now you're committing turnovers that in the first quarter you weren't making, in the second quarter you weren't making, but as we get into the third and into the fourth, now all of a sudden you're starting to break down. You're starting to wear out. Your shots aren't falling. You're getting in trouble with pressure. You might be forcing bad passes because you want to get rid of the ball, to get rid of Gary Payton and to get him to leave you alone. That is going to pay off big time for our Daily Dose point guard. Now, you know, I talked a little bit about tempo. Being able to control tempo in a basketball game is hugely important. Are we going to push? Are we going to slow down? Are we going to attack? Are we going to set things up? But you know what? I want to have the option to be able to push when I want to. And because of that, I'm going to give our point guard the torque of Russell Westbrook. Now, if you don't know what torque is, you know when you're driving a car and you stomp on the gas pedal and you just feel that push forward, you get thrown back in your seat and you take off? That torque, that push, that going forward at a sudden rate, that is Russell Westbrook. He pushes the ball up the floor like he's angry. He attacks the defense. And you know what? You always have to account for him. He never stops coming. He comes at you in waves. He gets the ball and he comes, and he is a jet. And you know, it's a little off the subject. We've talked about why the United States of America can't get a decent soccer team together. Can you imagine what Russell Westbrook would be as a soccer player if he had chosen to play soccer? Can you imagine what he would do in the World Cup? I know, a little off the subject, but I love the idea of having a point guard that just attacks you again and again and again. And if you're not paying attention, he's going to drive through everyone and just dunk it on your head. I want the torque of Russell Westbrook. Finally, you know, I think we have some pretty good qualities here. But the last thing I need to add is some leadership ability. And you know what? Most every single player that we have named here has that leadership ability. But I am actually going to go for leadership to a guy that somehow, and I don't even know how, just convinced the Houston Rockets to actually play defense. Yes, I am going to give our Daily Dose point guard the leadership of Chris Paul. Think back to some of the players that Chris Paul has played with in his career. James Harden, Blake Griffin, DeAndre Jordan, Kenyon Martin, Nick Young, Lance Stephenson. Hey, Chris Paul has managed to lead some very, very different, sometimes very, very odd characters in his career. The only problem that I will say, the only problem I could have with Chris Paul, you can't cry so much. Sometimes that stuff bleeds into your teammates. No crying. Accept whatever happens. If the ref gives you a bad call, I want you to have a stone face. I wouldn't want that aspect of it. But there is no question that Chris Paul gets his teammates to play together. There is no question he gets his teammates to commit to that team. Like I said, he got the Houston Rockets to play defense. If you would have told us he could do that a year ago, I honestly don't know how many people would have believed you. The Rockets weren't known for defense, and this year, that is actually what made them a true contender in the NBA. You know, in basketball, the most important play of the game is the next one. As a point guard, you've always got to be thinking that way. You've always got to be saying, okay, next play, next play, next play. When I look at some of the people we have compiled here to build our Daily Dose point guard, yeah, I think we're going to be okay. Again, I get asked a lot of times, who's the greatest point guard of all time? I would probably say Magic Johnson. But if our point guard here at the Daily Dose has these attributes that we have put together and we made our little Frankenstein Daily Dose point guard here.
It's alive!
Yeah, this point guard here, he is going to be the greatest point guard of all time. And I'll be honest, I don't even think it's going to be that close. Hey, I know we didn't get to our Daily Dose Hump Day Power Rankings. We'll put those off to another day. Wanted to make sure that we finished up our construction of our Daily Dose point guard. Hey, tomorrow on the show, we will be taking a look at the latest breaking sports news. And, you know, we are going to be taking on another one of these construction projects. It's kind of the theme of the week. We are going to be building something else very important. So make sure that you stay tuned in tomorrow. Hey, I have to say thank you all so much for listening to and for sharing the Daily Dose. Thank you for the emails. Thank you for the texts. Thank you for the tweets. If you would like to contact us, feel free. Hit us up at dailydosesports@gmail.com or find us over on Facebook or Twitter. Maybe you have a suggestion for one of the attributes that I just gave our Daily Dose point guard. Maybe you have a question about our quarterback yesterday. We would love to hear from you. Have to say thank you to JSP. Could not do any of this without you. I will see you all tomorrow. Have a wonderful Wednesday.
Okay, you've got the map.
Check.
The cool box and the ice packs.
Check.
Oh, and we'll need chainmail armor for when we fight the dragon. A jar of toad's eyes for potions and a wise old wizard to help us cross the bridge of riddles.
This summer, take yourself to a different place with Audible. We've got the largest selection of children's audiobooks. Download your first one for free. £7.99 a month after 30-day free trial. Renews automatically. See audible.co.uk for details.